Our podcast begins with a subject especially dedicated to men: self-stimulation as a method for controlling the sexual energy. You'll be introduced into the Taoist view regarding self-stimulation, which is an essential method for increasing control over the sexual energy and making it circulate through the entire body in order to revitalize it. Then we shall elaborate more on the method of praying to God for an interval of 24 hours continuously. Naturally, we conclude this session with a beautiful meditation with the title, "I feel that God is always around me and He is within me." Our yogi hosts, Amaris and Valentino, will also keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino. Self-stimulation as a method for controlling sexual energy. Part 1. At first glance, it may seem unusual that the control of sexual energy is helped by the cultivation of sexual receptivity and sensibility. However, the systematic practice of Tantric and Taoist masters indicates that becoming aware of the finest and most refined erotic sensations means having control over those sensations and over the sexual energy that creates them. Throughout the following, you will learn how to increase your erotic sensitivity, and the easiest way to accomplish that is through self-stimulation, without ejaculating, of course. Unfortunately, most Westerners are not properly educated about sexuality and sexual energy. Sex is not considered a natural part of their being. The first time they ever touched their intimate parts, their parents most likely told them to get their hands out of their pants. Although this did not stop them from locking themselves into the bathroom or bedroom, they started to feel guilt and shame about this. Nonetheless, the Taoist masters considered self-stimulation, which they called solo cultivation or genital exercises, an essential method for increasing control over sexual energy and making it circulate through the whole body in order to revitalize it. Remember, everything here related to self-stimulation or solo cultivation does not imply ejaculation. According to Tao, play is one of the best ways of learning about anything, and the play with one's own body is an excellent method for fortifying one's genitalia and amplifying one's sexual energy. Many people get worried when they hear about too much self-stimulation, but the Taoists knew there was no problem as long as one learned how to control one's pleasure without losing their semen. In fact, the problem is too much ejaculation, because this exhausts the vital reserve of any man, whether it happens through intercourse or self-stimulation. Research done by Dr. Kinsey and some other studies have indicated why most men self-stimulate the way they do. The interdiction or discouragement of this natural aspect of sexuality transforms people into sexual thieves, forcing them to steal their own pleasure. Furthermore, it is quite likely that most men reach ejaculation in a very short time, precisely because they grew up trying not to get caught. However, one important issue is that since all young men do this, they should do it slowly and for long periods, so that they will be capable of making love a lot more when they become sexually active. Taoist and Tantric teachings sustain that young boys should learn how to please themselves without ejaculating. Teenagers who self-stimulate and ejaculate too much will soon discover that their energy and motivation for other activities will decrease considerably. Becoming aware of your pleasure. If you choose erotic magazines or movies in order to become aroused, change your focus from external stimulus to physical sensations. The reason is that erotic materials may also distract your attention from what you feel. Therefore, it is important to remember that your purpose is not to ejaculate, but to feel different degrees of intensity in erotic pleasure. This practice implies a turn towards the interior, an experience of your own pleasure, not experiencing someone else's idea of pleasure. It is also important that you stimulate the penis on its entire length. Most men focus their stimulation on the head of the penis, which is the most sensitive part. It is important because, according to Chinese medicine, different parts of the penis's body correspond to different organs. Therefore, you should stimulate the whole body of the penis from base to head. Self-stimulation as a method for controlling sexual energy. Part 2. If touching your scrotum is not part of your daily habit, it should be. Testicles respond very well to sensitive and gentle touching, although there are quite a few men who like firm caresses as well. The rotation of the testicles will increase the secretion of testosterone, which will bring you a surplus of potency, both through the increase of the secretion of sperm and through the better state of health that derives from this. When practicing self-stimulation, you have to explore the point placed between the anus and sexual organ. Pressing this point before ejaculation will delay it and even prevent it from happening. However, in the beginning, you should only explore this point to get pleasure from it. Pressing this point may bring a supplementary flux of blood into the penis, which will make it vibrate in a pleasant way. Strong rhythmical pressure applied to this point imitates the contractions of the prostate, which usually accompany orgasm in the contraction phase. You should stimulate this point after you have an erection for best results. If you do not experience intense pleasurable sensations, or if you feel discomfort, stop and begin again when you are more aroused. If you do not like being touched there, turn your attention to the scrotum and testicles. Take your time. It is very important that you take your time and enjoy the sensations that come along and remain focused in order to prevent ejaculation. Modern studies about masturbation indicated the fact that if a man can resist 15 to 30 minutes of self-pleasing, he will be able to resist ejaculation during lovemaking for as long as he wants. It seems that this period of 15 to 30 minutes is critical. Once this interval passes, you made it. You have control over your sexual energy. For the beginning, this may seem as a long period, especially if you got used to finishing in about 2 to 3 minutes. Once you become aware of your pleasure, you may even reach several erotic peaks without ejaculating, and you will become capable of making this erotic, healing energy circulate through your own body. However, do not transform this into a mechanical act or some kind of a burden. And just like lovemaking, self-pleasing does not have to last for a certain period of time or a certain number of hours. Both depend on the situation, on the time you have at your disposal, and on your mood. If you start getting bored, ask yourself, why is this happening? Did you fall into some kind of a routine? Did your touch become mechanical? Do you focus too much on your genital area? Are you distracted? If you cannot focus, perform some concentration exercises before attempting this. A hot bath, some sesame or olive oil, even a massage may prove helpful in the beginning, as well as dimming the light or even lighting some candles. You could sit in front of a mirror and watch your body very closely, trying to discover its sensuality. You could touch your hand, arms, feet, hips, chest, and even nipples. Explore your body entirely in order to bring out the most sensual part of you. Put up a prayer to God for 24 hours. Part 3. In conclusion, we should bear in mind never to waste our time with useless and small actions. It is obvious that it is easier for us to get His innumerable gifts rather than the supreme, most valuable present He has for us, His divine presence inside of our souls. Therefore, we should never let ourselves be fooled by the great diversity and attraction of His creation, but aim for the supreme wonder of His communion. Patiently, God yearns for our love. It was once said that God is like a beggar. He, the master of all universes, comes to man and begs for his love. But man says, I'm too busy now. Look how many things I have to do. I'll take care of you later. Nonetheless, he still wants us to come back to him. This is our birth-given right. Sooner or later, we will leave this earth, as it is not our true home. Our life on earth is but a school where we go to learn if we desire the passing and ephemeral glory, or if we gain enough wisdom to say, Lord, all my deceits are over. I do not wish to speak to anybody else but you. Now I know that you are my one and only immortal treasure, and that even when the whole world disappears, I will still have you in eternity. The less egoistic we are, the more we will direct our efforts to other people's happiness, and the more our thoughts will be directed towards God. On the other hand, the more we think about the small, petty goals of this world, the more we will go away from the profound happiness springing from the joy of communion with the universal harmony. We have to understand that we haven't been sent to earth in order to fall into the trap of passions and suffering. All things that commit us to this world of passions have a diabolic character, because they keep us from fulfilling our true purpose. The greatest happiness is to melt, to merge our thoughts into God, because after all, earth is but a place in which we prepare ourselves to become one with God. The Heavenly Father only wishes to see if it's Him we really want, or His gifts. Just as we are entitled to His love, He is to ours. Hardships, problems, tensions, inner struggles are due only to our obliviousness to Him. But still, He waits for us patiently. The great yogis and sages insisted on detachment from all that is earthbound, because all such attachments are only hindrances from reaching God's kingdom. Detach renunciation to little passing pleasures in order to attain eternal bliss does not mean ignorance. God speaks to us when we act for Him in His name, and we have to take the adequate course of action permanently. It is also highly important to tell Him what is on our mind. Thus we can tell Him, Dear Lord, I humbly beg you to grant me your supreme grace. By doing this, we do not have to consider His silence as a definitive answer. Most often God fulfills some of our wishes, showing us that He pays attention to us. However, once again, it is worth mentioning that we never have to settle for His gifts, no matter how attractive and pleasurable they may be. We have to let Him know that we will find our happiness only in union with Him. Finally, God will answer us and He will grant this ardent desire in our souls. In such moments, we may have the vision of a saint or an angel, or we may simply hear His divine voice. Then we will definitely know that we are in a close and deliciously intimate communion with God. However, to gain this gift, we have to be willing to make efforts and eliminate the possibility that God may not answer us from our minds. In fact, God always talks to us and urges us. Call my name all the time. Talk to me from the depths of your heart, from the sanctuary of your soul. Keep on seeking me even if I will not answer you right away. If your heart addresses me all the time, Oh my beloved, you are so silent. I beg you, talk to me. Then I will come to you. If just once we get to hear God's answer, we will never feel separated from Him again. The supreme divine experience will always stay inside of us. However, this first time is really difficult to attain, because the mind and the heart cannot be easily convinced to permanently give up their inferior tendencies. We often get confused and troubled because of our lack of faith in God. Consequently, it is crucial to understand that God will answer our ardent pleas directly and very concretely and proportionately with the intensity of our desire for Him. In the Old Testament, it says, Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Exodus 33:11. Indications. Invoke the Lord for at least 24 hours. Make sure your isolation from the outside world is complete. Use those prayers that bring you closer to your purpose, but the formulas indicated here are very appropriate for repetition. You may also perform asanas while you repeat your pleas to the Lord. You may also burn incense or aromatherapy oils, all the while remembering to direct your pleas to God. You may also take walks around the room, observing the rules of a retreat. It is highly important not to fall asleep during these 24 hours. Nonetheless, if you do, then try the technique again until the 24 hours are up. This will only make you stronger, and the next time you perform it, you will definitely have better results. During these 24 hours, do not eat anything and drink only water.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme. The thought, I feel that God is always around me, embracing me, and that He is and will be always within me. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The thought, I feel that God is always around me, embracing me, and that He is and will always be within me. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.